Every year, on February 2nd, we celebrate the presentation of our Lord in the temple, 40 days after Christmas. But it's not every year that February 2nd falls on a Sunday. So today we have this unique blessing of coming to this temple as Mary and Joseph did to theirs. And so I can say the words to you that Simeon said to Mary in the temple, "And you yourself a sword will pierce." Talk about spoiling the party. And it was a double whammy, crushing the joy that she had with the prediction of suffering, and then not saying when or what the suffering would be. Has anyone ever told you, "I have some good news and some bad news"? It's like the teenager who says to his dad, "Dad, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is that the airbags in your car work just fine." In the very same conversation, Simeon gives the best of good news. This child is a light for the nations. This child is our salvation. And then he looks at Mary and says, "And a sword will pierce your heart." Good news and bad news. Well, for centuries, the church has recognized the seven sorrows of Mary. Seven specific moments in her life when she shared in the passion of her son, Jesus. So this is the first: a sword will pierce your heart. The others are the flight into Egypt, losing Jesus in the temple, meeting him on the way to the cross, watching his crucifixion, receiving his body taken down from the cross, and burying him in the tomb. The seven sorrows of Mary. But in all seven, Mary's response is trust in the Lord. And so this feast day, which has so many themes, we've already seen light and revelation and sacrifice. Perhaps the theme meant for us today, or at least for me today, is trust. For how many of us is the greatest cross that you are carrying that of worrying? You know who you are. You worry about your kids, you worry about your finances, you worry about your reputation, you worry about our country, you worry about dying. I said, you know who you are, but maybe we all are. Blessed is the person who does not worry. And at the heart of worrying is usually a lack of trust in God. Do I believe that God will guide me and protect me if I trust in him? Do I believe that no matter what happens, I'm still loved? And it can't be measured by worldly standards. What am I worrying about? I'm afraid of failing. I'm afraid of losing. I'm afraid of dying. I'm sorry, but all those things are going to happen. A sword will pierce your heart. But God is still a light of revelation to the nations. So this week, this coming Saturday, we celebrate the feast of St. Josephine Bakhita. She was born in Sudan in the 1800s and became a slave in Africa at the age of 7. She was tortured and beaten for years before finally getting some freedom with a family in Italy. Through their help, she also discovered the Catholic faith, and was baptized, confirmed, and received her first communion. In the time that she was a slave, she was tortured so badly that she couldn't remember her given name. So she took the name Josephine at her baptism. But she also kept the name that her slaveholders gave her, Bakita, which in a cruel irony means fortunate one. But she kept that name because once she discovered Jesus Christ, she realized that she was the fortunate one, and that no matter what had happened to her or what would happen to her, she would always be loved. And so she kept the name Josephine Bakita, who we celebrate this Saturday as a saint. Is it possible then that the good news and the bad news that Simeon gave to Mary in the temple was in a sense all good news? That in fact the sword that would pierce her heart would unite her even more closely with her son and with us, her sons and daughters, giving us an unmistakable model of what it means not to worry, but to trust.